It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. Welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about today. I don't really know. Listen, I'm going to just tell you how prepared I am for today's show, right? We're just going to wing it today, and I know we're going to talk a lot about the Eldora Million, and tomorrow we're going to have Ben Shelton on with us talking about tonight's twin 25-lap features. I think each one of those things pay about $12,000 to win, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll talk to Ben Shelton tomorrow. Today we're going to talk to Danny Lorton, the general manager down at Lucas Oil Speedway. We're going to talk a little drag boat racing with them, and we'll talk a little bit about the Show Me 100 and how big a success that event was. My partner Kirk Elliott was down there on Saturday night. He told me it was the biggest crowd he'd ever seen at Lucas Oil Speedway. So we'll talk to Danny Lorton about that and a little drag boat racing, which is going to go on down there this weekend. You ever been to a drag boat race before, Austin?
No.
Never been. Well, it doesn't do anything for you? Watching boats run 200 miles an hour? Come on, man. You've got to admit that watching anything go 200 miles an hour has got to be exciting, especially when the guys are sitting outside of the boat and they can be ejected out of the boats. How about that? No?
I mean,
Come on.
I guess that would be cool in a sense, but I mean, I've driven over to Lake Lucas before, and it's a great facility, and it's cool to see it. It's something you don't always see around here, but no, I don't.
It's not. Doesn't float your boat.
That's not my thing.
It doesn't float your boat.
It does not float my boat. I don't. You know, I'm starting to kind of change my opinion on drag racing. It's cool to see, you know, kind of like the regional divisions. You know, the hunt for speed and evolution and cars and always wanting to go faster, but. I don't know. I don't really feel that with drag boat racing. Maybe one day, but
yeah,
you won't see me in a drag boat race.
Do you remember Freddie Vance?
Yes.
Vance Wings. Did you know that at one time that he owned a drag boat? Did you know that?
I did not.
Very successful drag boat. They won a lot of races. And unfortunately, Freddie's no longer with us anymore. A great ambassador, built a lot of sprint car wings over the years, if people are familiar with Freddie Vance. He is here from Kansas City, Missouri, and such a great dude, man, and it was a sad day when we heard of his passing. But, yeah, he was a drag boat racer for a little bit. It was kind of pretty cool. What I do know from my discussions with Freddie Vance is it's not cheap. Drag boat racing is not cheap.
I don't think any type of drag racing is going to be cheap. Dirt, asphalt, water, air, I don't know. If it's going to go in a straight line, it's not cheap.
You know what is cheap? Grudge night. You can go to your local drag strip, and you can take your street car out there. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a neon, and you can make a pass at the drag strip on grudge night. You ever done that?
No, because there hasn't been one really. I mean, there's one close to my house, which is US 36. But
do they have a grudge night?
I'm not sure, but I've never thought about taking my car up there to do that.
Well, what do you got, a Kia?
Yeah, I got a Kia Forte.
But that thing gets it, though, doesn't it?
I can put it in sport mode.
Yeah?
It's on smart and eco mode. I'm trying to get as much gas mileage out of it as I can. I'm getting about 45 miles to the gallon. So
right.
It's a little down on power, but it's good enough to get me here and back.
Yeah. Well, this is the big weekend. This weekend, the Eldora Million is taking place, and man, are you a little bit excited about watching some of the late model racing coming up this week? Because there's so much on the line. How many years ago was it? 21 years ago when they had the last race?
It was early 2000s. But the biggest story with it is we remember. I believe it was. I can't remember which race it was. They had a race. It was the Outlaw race. They had the Outlaw Let's Race 2 get canceled due to rain. And also they put a new track surface on Eldora.
Right.
And the new dirt hasn't mixed well with the previous surface, and it's been rough. And we saw Josh Richards get hurt there last 2 weeks ago. And then
yeah.
We just saw a really abusive track with the late models at that night.
So they got a lot of face to save this weekend. Right?
Well, yeah. So this past week, Tony Stewart's after the Hall of Fame induction, he's been at Eldora all week trying to get the track in good condition. And about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, they decided to bring in dump trucks and an excavator and rip up all the old or the new dirt.
Oh, they did.
And go back down to the old base and run on the old base. So about 11 o'clock.
So there must have been some concern.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. So about 11 o'clock last night, they were back down and roll packing the old surface back in, and they hope to have a good track, and they keep saying they're going to give us a $1 million track, and I think that they're well worth giving that so far. I mean, you don't see tracks put in that much effort. You don't even see tracks bring a tiller out and then
rip all the old dirt off. Can you imagine how much money that costs to put that dirt down on that racetrack, first of all? And then to rip it all off and take it off the racetrack and get down to the old surface, that's double the money.
Yeah, and they're lucky they have Tony to help fund that. But, I mean, like I said, it just shows how much they care about good racing and their facility and their reputation. Yeah. You can't go out there and put $1 million up on the line and give them a track that's going to tear cars up and get people hurt. So, it's not the call you want to make 24 hours before a hot laps, but, I mean, it's got to be done, and I'm glad they're doing something to fix it.
Well, this is again an indication on how passionate Tony Stewart is about racing right now. You just look at everything he's ever done. Now he's in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. What a great honor that is for him to be in there. In fact, we need to get a hold of Tony and have him on the show. I've been friends with Tony for several years. We need to just get a hold of him and try to get him on the show and talk to him about getting inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. I know that we are reaching out to Johnny Gibson as well, try to talk to him about getting into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. But it just shows me again how passionate Tony is about motorsports. And what's so great about Tony is he's passionate about all forms of motorsports, right? I think that's the thing I like about Tony more than anything is, he's drag racing, he's in cup, sprint cars. The guy's got his fingers in just about everything, doesn't he, Austin?
He does. And, I mean, he used to own, before the drag team, he had two sprint car teams. He had his outlaw team, and then he had USAC teams at a point, too, in the early 2010s. And like you said, he's been in everything, and it just shows, how much, passion he has for the sport. And it's good that, people like him and a Casey Kane or a Ricky Stenhouse, take money out of their pocket to do this and give other people a living. And it really just benefits everybody in a big circle.
Yeah. Well, who do you think? It was funny that they were talking about this on Wing Nation this week, Steve Post and Johnny Gibson. Who do you think is the they brought up a couple people. Tony Stewart was one of them. Dennis Roth was another one. Todd Quarrin was another one. Guys that have really been all in and invested in sprint car racing, especially. You think about those guys that are getting into the Hall of Fame. To me, they brought it up on Wing Nation, and so I'm just kind of repeating what they said a little bit. It is amazing to me that Dennis Roth hasn't been inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum sooner than this, because he's been doing this for 30 years, spending a lot of money, probably more money than most people, right?
I would probably say so. I mean, if you're not on the tour for that long, I remember when, Ozoski drove for him in the Beef Packers car, and then
Shane Stewart drove for him.
Yeah, and I mean, he's had plenty of people in his car. I mean, it would be, I'm not so concerned about him being in there sooner. I'm just glad he's in there.
Yeah.
If we would have went another 20 years and he wasn't, then we'd be like, all right, what's wrong here? But
yeah, there's something wrong with this pitcher.
If you can get in, it doesn't matter at what point. I mean, if you're in, you're in, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and maybe I'm putting you on a little bit on a spot right here. Do you think Who's your favorite sprint car announcer? Can I just ask you that?
You can never pass up Johnny Gibson's call.
You can't. But let me tell you, Blake Anderson is starting to become one of my favorites. He's exceptional. Yeah. He knows how to service all the sponsors, the venues, and everything else. He's fastly becoming one of my favorite sprint car announcers. What do you think about Blake?
You know, I think Blake's pretty good. From when I first heard him, I'll kind of go back to what I was my opinion on Johnny. I saw an interview done at the Hall of Fame this past weekend talking to Brian Carter about Johnny's induction and kind of how he was found and brought on board the Outlaws. And one thing that
he was selling programs in the beginning.
No, he
was selling programs. Him and Scotty Cook were on the road together selling programs together.
All right, that's not what Carter said, but okay.
Who'd you say?
Brian Carter.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Brian Carter. I was talking about Johnny. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, so what he said about Johnny is if you're listening to the call from Johnny, just close your eyes and look away. I mean, he'll paint the picture for you right there. And you don't see that all from a whole lot of announcers. I mean, you'll get good ones that can really call a race, but you know, when he can hit every detail and you can almost picture the race in your mind and turn around and watch the replay, it's almost identical. It's just remarkable.
Yeah. Blake is good too. Chet Krishner. What do you think of Chet? I think he's good. You know, he's got his own style, right? You know, he throws all the cliches in there and everything. It's a different style of calling in a race versus somebody like Blake Anderson or a Johnny Gibson or a Brian Hobart, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, I don't know how you would call him, but he's just like a normal announcer. Yeah, he's just, you know, he's in his own way. And you got to have the professional ones, not calling him unprofessional, but he's just kind of looser on his calling.
Is there anything wrong with that,
though? No, there's nothing wrong with
that. I don't think so.
But you got to have all of them make it go around. And I think, you know, him for being kind of, you know, one odd duck out of the bunch, I think he's really good at what he does.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but before Kirk Elliott, I had a partner, Tom Wilson, that we did the show with for about a year and a half. Tom and I did the show together, and he was all about cliches and nicknames and whatnots. And he was kind of, but let me tell you something. Maybe the greatest voice that I've ever heard was Tom Wilson. You probably don't remember Tom Wilson.
No, I knew who it is. Mm-hmm. Besides,
he was the announcer at Central Missouri Speedway, and Earl Walls thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, Hard Rockin' Johnny had to cut his ponytail to get the World of Outlaw job. He was in a band. He was a guitar player. He is a guitar player.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did not know that until I saw the interview with Brian Carter and Johnny at the Hall of Fame. That was never would have thought, you know, he's in a band or was that rock star kind of style.
Yeah. Nina Jennington, and you bring it up. It's so funny that you bring this up. Hold on a second, Nina. I want to show you something. She brings up back in the day, me and Austin talked about this the other day. And Austin, if you can go to that three shot up there in the corner, I want people to see the little sunshine thing that's right next to the Lucas Oil banner and the Racing Boys. I don't know if they can see it from there. What? Maybe this is a better shot right here, Austin. If they can see it. I'm sorry to drive you around like that. But you see that little, you see, Nina, do you see that little sunshine, the sun right there? That's a Fred Broski sunshine. Do you remember those? Here's, look at this. Let me point this up here so you can see it. How about this? A Fred Broski book. I've got it right here. How about that right there? One of the great all-time announcers, and he was very good at an Olympic Stadium back in the day. So I'm glad that Nina brought Fred up because he is such a class act, man. He was always really, really good. Here's another one, Caleb Hart. I know. I'm just going to say this, that when I had Caleb on our broadcast doing the Chili Bowl and the shootout, I'm not going to lie to you, I got a few complaints. But they never complained about his content. Never once did they complain about his content and what he brings to the table. The only thing I got comments about was his voice. His voice isn't resined up. You know what I mean? So Caleb Hart, though, is as good as they get. When it comes to wealth of knowledge, when it comes to micros, when it comes to midgets, when it comes to sprint cars, when it comes to Skagit Speedway, I think Caleb Hart is about as good as they get, too. What do you think about Caleb? Be honest. Don't be scared. Just say it. What bothers you the most about Caleb?
There's one. When you say his name, there's one thing that comes to my mind when I think of Caleb.
Yeah.
Joe's Racing. From listening to him at the shootout for probably a couple of years now, he's always made sure to make a point to plug Joe's Racing, and he's done a good job with it. But he's burnt the saying into my mind. Into my head. My God. That's all I think about when I hear Caleb's name brought up.
Yeah. Your dad chimed in here. He said, Bowling for Dollars. Do you remember Bowling for Dollars?
No.
No, you don't remember that. Fred Broski. He was the host of Bowling for Dollars. The thing about people and their style of calling a race. Man, I've heard them all, too, traveling up and down the road. You know, the one thing that I hate more than anything, and I've seen this happen before. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. Kirk Elliott and I, the first year we did the shootout, I won't mention who the other announcer was. One of them was Brian Hobart. He called the first race, and it was just excellent, right? We were going to ride on the PA that weekend, and that's what we decided to do. Well, the other announcer that was up there announcing, when the green flag dropped, so did the microphone. He set the microphone down, and I looked at Kirk. Kirk looked at me, and we were going, what are we going to do? And so just so you know, my man, Kirk Elliott, the greatest partner I ever had, that guy called every other race for the entire weekend. And at that time, Kirk was struggling a little bit with his eyesight, just a little bit. But he did such a fantastic job calling every one of those races and how difficult it had to be for Kirk, who at the time, his eyesight wasn't as good as – it's better now because he's had some surgery. So he's good now. But at the time, Kirk Elliott had to call every other one of those races. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you've ever heard Kirk Elliott call a race, but Kirk Elliott is as good as they get. He is the ultimate pro when it comes to calling a race. He knows how to service the track. He knows how to service the concession stands. He knows how to plug the sponsors. He's just excellent at what he does. I don't know how many people remember Kirk Elliott being the announcer up at Adams County Raceway. He was up there for 17 years, right, Kirk? You were at Adams County? 17 years. And I went up there one night, and it was the Have a Tampa Late Model Series, maybe the biggest late model wreck I've ever seen at a late model race. Remember that one, Kirk, that big wreck they had back there on the back straightaway, and they all went over on turn three? Kirk was exceptional. So, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Kirk Elliott was the track announcer up at Knoxville Raceway in 75 and 76. That's a few years ago, right? So he does just a great job, and I would put Kirk Elliott in the prime of his career. I'd put Kirk Elliott up against anybody, just so you know. The John O'Neill, the voice of Corning, Iowa, he says, Kirk. Kirk was, he's just the best. Listen, I told Kirk this morning, right? I don't know what life's going to be like without Kirk Elliott after he's gone. I'm telling you right now. And I'm just going to say a little quick something real quick. A thought and prayer goes up to Kirk's brother and his wife. I know they're having some issues up there right now, and I hope they get to feeling better. So we hope they feel better, and I hope that all turns out for the best.
Speaking of Corning.
Corning, yeah. Your dad won a race up there once, I think.
Can we get a sprint car race there? ASCS, World of Outlaws, something that I can go be a part of?
They're not into sprint cars at Corning, are they, Kurt?
Something, please.
Have they ever had a sprint car race up there when you were there announcing, Kurt?
Yeah, they had a couple.
They had a couple. What were they? World of Outlaws or were
the old Gum Out series? Remember that?
Oh, the 360 Gum Out series, right? Yeah,
they had a Power Right non-wing race there probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, they did. Wow, back in the day. And Mason City, Iowa, back in the day. That's what Dave Tyson says. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Danny Lorton's going to join us. He's the general manager of Lucas Oil Speedway. You know, Lucas Oil is a big part of what we do here on Mostly Motorsports, and we're always going to have Danny on from time to time to talk about what's going on down at Lucas Oil Speedway. It's drag boat racing this weekend. And not only that, they're going to have drag boat racing and dirt track racing all on the same day. So Danny Lorton joins us next to our Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three 9-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum and our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott. He's Austin. Austin running the show for us here today on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. And joining us now on the show is a good friend of the show, Danny Lorton, joins us now, the general manager of Lucas Oil Speedway. Danny, how you doing?
All right, doing fine. How y'all doing?
Doing good. So, listen, we had you scheduled to be on the show about a week ago, and I couldn't have picked a worse time to try to have you on the show, right? Because at that moment, when you were supposed to be on the show, Mother Nature was coming down on you, and you had some tough decisions to make that day, didn't you?
Yeah. I thought I had easy days, and all of a sudden it changed on me real quick.
Well, you know, from everybody I've talked to, I don't mean to get too personal about the business of Lucas Oil Speedways, but I'm going to just ask you, was that the biggest crowd in the history of Lucas Oil Speedway for the Show Me 100 this year?
I think just from the time I've been there, it's the largest crowd. And I don't know about, I've been trying to find some old records from the previous events, but yeah. Our numbers were over 7,800.
Wow. How about that?
Last Saturday, yeah.
Danny, you've been doing such a great job down there with the facility. I was just telling Kirk and Austin before we came back on the air that I think that one of the great hires that they've made down there is hiring you to run that place. You have the personality that it takes to get along with everybody. I think that's important, isn't it, to make sure that you listen to people and you try to get along. I think that's one of the strongest qualities you bring to the table. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I think so. I say with having the racing background I had as a driver, I kind of know from a driver's standpoint. And then I say working with Mr. Robinson, he taught me a lot there as far as the business side of it. So yeah. Kind of learning both sides, I kind of know what the drivers need and what they're wanting, what they're looking for. And I say when we have bad nights, I understand what they're talking about. So.
You're still racing a little bit. You've got one of those vintage cars now, don't you?
Yeah, I bought one of them, and every now and then I get to play with it.
Yeah. Do you bring those guys down to your racetrack very often?
Yeah, we've had them. Actually, I got them twice scheduled this year. I had them for the MLRA Spring Nationals, and I got them again in July.
You know, it seems like with that organization, what is the name of that organization? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Yeah. The one I run with is Show Me Vintage Racers.
Right.
There's several groups out there, but they're probably, as far as, competitiveness and the drivers that they have in that class, is pretty competitive.
Let me ask you something about that class. You know, I see, I'm gonna throw a name out there, right? Just because I know Tom Charles really well. But Tom Charles is one of the most accomplished racers in the history of Kansas City Motorsports, right? And mm-hmm. when I look at your group and the guys that run that vintage series, I look at that as a club. Is that really made for guys that are really ass kickers that is it made for those guys, or is it made to be a good old boy club and everybody just get along and have a good time racing each other. What is it, really?
Yeah, basically, pretty much, I mean, it's a club itself. You know, you buy your membership to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And it's basically just, you know, retired racers that are just wanting to race and still have a little fun.
Yeah.
Like I say, you know, you always talk about guys racing for money. Well, in this club, everybody gets paid the same. If you're first or last, everybody gets the same money.
Oh, so there's not too much on the line there?
No, it's just going out there, having fun, going racing.
Yeah. So this weekend, it's a pretty big weekend for you guys. I always love it when you guys do a double show down there. You're going to have the KDBA Top Alcohol Hydros come there and race this weekend. Talk about that series a little bit.
Yeah, KDBA is a series we've been using since the Lucas Oil late, or the Lucas Oil Drag Boat series went away. We kind of stayed with KDBA. It's a pretty good sanctioning group there. They've got, I say, the biggest class we have is the Top Alcohol Hydros. The track record I think we had last year was set by, it was 202 miles an hour, if I remember.
Crazy.
202 point something. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they've got, like I said, Pro Mods, Pro Outlaws. We've got, you know, anywhere from the Sea-Doos all the way up.
Yeah. So when you have an event like this and you have the drag boat racing going on during the day and then you're going to run the dirt track at night, do you run everybody out and bring them back in, or is it two for the price of one?
No, you get, if you buy tickets for the drag boats, you get into the races on the same ticket price. Oh, kind of like a two-for-one deal.
Man, that's a hell of a deal for people, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, you come in, enjoy a whole day of drag boat racing, and you go up and watch the dirt tracks that night.
Yeah. I think, what was that guy's name that he ran a 4:28 elapsed time, a 202 miles per hour. I'm trying to find out what that guy's name is right now. I'm trying to go through the press release, but I can't remember his name, so I can't find it. Anyway, long story short, if anybody's ever seen a boat go 202 miles an hour, it's breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah. I said this back when they used to have the Top Alcohol or Top Fuels, you know, they were in the mid twos. So it's just like the Top Alcohol, you know, it's your premier class now. And it's, yeah, just to watch them launch and, like I said, 4 seconds across that lake is like crazy.
Have you ever had anybody not be able to get their boat shut down at the end of that lake?
Yeah, we've had a couple that either something happened, the chute didn't come out properly, or, you know, something broke on the bottom side where they ended up, I mean, it wasn't a hard hit or nothing. They just ended up landing on the end of the beach down there.
Yeah, yeah. All I know is that when I go to drag racing and when you see even the Top Alcohol boats, when they take off, you feel the concussion in your chest. It's unbelievable feeling when you watch some of these guys make their passes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to stand on the barge one time. It's just like, I mean, they blow a big hole in the water and all that fume and smell. Just, it's awesome.
and they got to hold the rope. Tell me a little bit about that. They got to hold the rope until they're ready to go. Can you kind of take me through that process there? Because I'm not real familiar with it. But I know they hold the rope, and then they let the rope go up. They pull their hatch down, and then they take off. Can you kind of fill me in on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of like drag racing where you got your, you know, your two yellow lights, pre-staging type deal. Well, the rope's kind of the same situation. If you look out in front of the rope as they're holding on to, there's a timing light there.
Yeah.
It does a countdown from 10. Once the driver gets over thumbs up, he's ready to go, they'll start the clock, and he has that 10 seconds from the time he lets go of the rope to that line before he breaks the beam. So if your red lights are not, so that just, most of them, you'll see them probably drop their hatch about 5 or 6, and they launch off about 3.
Yeah, we're watching. We're watching video of it right now on Mostly Motorsports. Again, it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We're visiting with Danny Lorton, the general manager of Lucas Oil Speedway. So what are you going to have for the night crowd that's going to be coming down there? For the people, do you intentionally do this to try to cross-promote some of the drag boat people to come over there and watch some of the dirt track racing? What is the thought process on that?
Yeah, a lot of it, like I say, that was all originated before I got here, but it's just something we're going to continue on. It just kind of incorporates, like you said, bringing two different groups of people together, you know, to try and enjoy each style of racing itself.
Yeah.
And like I say, when the drag boats are over, you'll see a lot of drag boat racers come up. They'll come up and watch the dirt track, and I've seen, even more nowadays, I've seen drivers come in, park their cars in the pits, and they'll go watch the drag boat races. So, I mean, it's a cross between both fans and drivers themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the off-road course. What do you got something coming up over there? I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but when do you have something coming up over there?
I think my next one, I want to say, is July. Put me on the spot. I want to say the 18th. I don't know if it's right date or not.
Right, right.
But I've got four UTV short course races that we scheduled this year. The first one we had, we lost it because of the rain. The track was just too wet to try to do anything for safety issue wise. So, but I've got three more. I think July, August, and October is the last one.
Huh. Well, that's always a good show over there as well. We had some tornadoes blow through Kansas City last night. Not much damage, but man, when that tornado blew through down there. Did they ever officially call that a tornado that went through there?
Officially, no.
No.
It had to be
a tornado, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody, I mean, we had a lady down the road had pictures of a tornado coming through that field there, but it was one of those, when they sent the people out to evaluate it, they came across the straight line winds, but everybody told us that straight line winds don't do that kind of damage. Straight line winds don't go straight and turn immediately left.
I've never seen twisted metal from straight line winds before.
Right.
That's, I mean,
even the people that put it up and took it down, the scrap people says, you know, straight line winds don't do that.
Right. There's no chance of that. What was your overall thought about the Show Me 100 and how it all transpired? I got to say it because, you know, people are talking about it, right? And I'm going to bring it up with you. But you guys, you had a little bit of a rough track the first night, right? And you rallied back and you made a great track for the second night. Tell us the process of what you guys had to do to overcome that first night.
Yeah, well, originally I started, like I said, we had that rain Thursday.
Yeah.
If we get a hard pounding rain, we're okay because it pretty much it packs the track itself.
Yeah.
When we had that long drizzle rain for hours, it just, that ground soaked it up.
Yeah.
Well, then Friday, it was in agreement. Not everybody totally agreed, but we wanted to, the series wanted to try something different as far as how we prep the track.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. I like to say, you know, for Friday. So yep. Saturday we went back and do it the way we normally would. We cut the track open, let it air out, just kept chilling it up, keep putting it, and finally we got it to where, like we normally would have it on a regular weekly show.
That's the best way to do it. Just open it up and let it air out and let it dry out, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Like I said, it's Friday, if we wouldn't have had all that rain, the different way we tried prepping it, it may have worked better, but it's just there was too much moisture in the ground.
Yeah.
Once after we worked it that first time, all that moisture, we had that cloud cover come in, and that moisture just came up through the track, and that was kind of ruined our night there.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Danny, you got anything else you want to add about what's going on down at Lucas Oil Speedway? It's the Diamond of Dirt Tracks. There's not a nicer track in the country, folks. I'm telling you, I've traveled all over this country to all kinds of different racetracks over the last 13 years. And I promise you, there is not a nicer venue in the country than Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. Small little town. I think the population's, what, about 650?
I don't think it's even that. Probably around 4 something, I think.
Yeah. But it's crazy, the location of that racetrack, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, like everybody's like, why is it out in the middle of nowhere? But, I mean, actually, we're in the middle of some big areas, so we draw from every place.
Yeah. You know what? Us folks up here in Kansas City wishes it was up here in Kansas City, because if it was up here, man, it'd be a barn burner every week. Everybody would love that place. Yeah. But you got a lot of guys that travel quite a bit of distance to come down there and race your track, because you've got a couple things going for you. You've got the MAV TV production that goes on, and those guys get to race on TV. And I know guys that travel all the way from Kansas City to go down there and race every week. You got people that pull in from a good distance, don't you?
Yeah, I say most of your – I mean, we have a few regulars that are locals. I'd say pretty much everybody else, it's probably 2 to 3 hour drive long. Some of them maybe even 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of them, like you said, they come weekly. So.
Yeah. Well, Danny, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. We're going to be touching base with you from time to time. We want to promote what's going on down there at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. I appreciate you taking the time today, and good luck to you the rest of the way, and we'll be talking to you down the road a little bit, okay?
All right. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. There you have it, Danny Lorton, the general manager of Lucas Oil Speedway. We are going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Austin and I will shoot the bull a little bit more about what's going on this weekend and what you can watch on TV as well through all the live streams that are going on. Tonight it starts on Flow with the Million. It's going to be on tonight, so hopefully everybody will tune in and watch it on Flow Racing tonight. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Mostly Motorsports. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three nine-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. Austin's going to be racing up at Knoxville this weekend. And speaking of Knoxville, I don't know if you've heard, but we've been talking about the track tribute to Ascot Park that was in Gardena, California. It's open now, and it's going to be going through October 1st. They've got a lot of great old cars up there. Jamie Oskey's old paint sprint car, Dean Thompson's number 2 sprint car, Pernelli Jones' number 98 Turkey Night Midget. It's all up there in the museum for you to see. They got more cars than that up there as well. You could go up and check it out. Man, this is a great tribute to a great racetrack that created so many great drivers over the years, right? Ascot Park is just one of the legendary venues of all time in the United States, and unfortunately, we lost that track back in the 80s. But it was such a great track, and I lived in Redondo Beach, California, and I used to go to Ascot weekly. So I can say for a fact that it was a great racetrack and a great venue to go to. Also, don't forget, they've got the sprint car raffle going on up there. They've got a 2022 Triple X chassis. It's a 410 race car, and you can buy a ticket to win the sprint car at sprintcarraffle.com. That's sprintcarraffle.com. They're going to make their drawing on Friday, December 15th, up at the Knoxville Nationals. So that's going to be a great thing. And don't forget about the, also they've got the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. And that drawing will be taking place on August 13th at Knoxville Nationals as well. If you'd like to be involved in that contest, you can go to Corvette, the letter C, the number 8, the letter R, contest.com. That's Corvette, C8R, contest.com. That Corvette, I've told everybody this for the last few days. I found one online the other day, and it was for sale for $150,000. So this is a chance for you to get a IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette, only one of 1,000, folks. These are very limited edition, these cars, right? And you have a chance to win it, and you can do so at Corvette C8R Contest.com. That's Corvette C8R Contest.com. Get on there and make the drawing. Don't forget, The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, folks. Every day of the week it is open, right? Except for, I think it's not open on Easter, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day. It's such a great venue to go to. If you're up at Knoxville, you've got to go over to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Go over there and buy you a ticket to win the IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. Or go over there and try to buy a ticket for the sprint car giveaway as well. Both of those cars will be given away again on Knoxville Nationals weekend. All right, Austin, let's talk about who we think is going to pick up the million this week. Do you have any thoughts? Are you in a place there? Who do you think has got the best chance to win that? Is it Dennis Erb who's leading the World of Outlaw points, or is it Brandon Shepherd who's leading the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series points? Well, who do you think out of those two?
Neither.
Neither.
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, you just look at Eldora last year. Brandon Overton swept both nights of the Dream. The Dream will be ran Friday and Saturday, which will be, you know, the last 2 days after the million. And you look at who's been fast at the Show Me. Davenport was fast. Chris Ferguson was fast. Jimmy Owens was there. Ricky Thornton was fast. So I think, you know, it would be hard to bet against Brandon Overton right now because he came off the big momentum from last year, winning both nights of the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what can happen this year, you know. The late models haven't had a whole lot of laps at the track. They had one race, and it was on the old surface. They tore a lot of stuff up, so you really was just survival to finish. And, you know, some guys could take some notes away from it, but not a lot was taken. And they're going to come in tonight for the Twin 25s and kind of come in blind and have to rely on their old notes from years ago, and hopefully it'll work. And You know, tonight will really set the stage on who's going to be good tomorrow. But, you know, looking at it, you know, a day before the event rolls off, I think Brandon Everton or maybe Jonathan Davenport are going to be, you know, one of the best two cars.
The real equation here is people do not know what the track's going to be like after they pulled all that dirt off, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, tracks usually spend, you know...
Do we have any video of them pulling that dirt off? Do you know?
I might be able to try to find some.
All right.
But, you know, tracks usually spend 6 days a week, you know, prepping it. Now, they spent, you know, 3 or 4 days prepping the old surface and a day pulling off the old surface or the new surface back to the old surface. So, it's gonna be a quick turnaround for tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't know where to go on my pick, to be honest with you. Part of me... I'm not going to lie to you. Part of me wants to say Tyler Erb might be the guy to beat. The 1T Turbo might be the guy to beat.
I'm a big Turbo fan. If Turbo can keep his right rear tire for all 100 laps. If he can keep his right rear tire together for all 100 laps, he might be all right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, as of late, I've seen Hudson O'Neill. He's been running pretty good lately, too, as well. So you look at Ricky Thornton Jr., the 20RT car, that car has shown a lot of speed as of late, too. I mean, every time I watch one of these races, in the last 3 or 4 late model races that I've watched, Ricky Thornton Jr. has been one of the fastest cars. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was fast at the Show Me, and there was an event before that that he was fast at, and I can't remember which one it was, but, you know, you never can count him out. 100 laps is a long race. You know, a lot of things can happen, and you never know. He might be there at the end, and I just looking for this video of them pulling the dirt surface off. I forgot that Tyler Courtney's going to be in a car for this weekend.
Oh, that's right. He is, isn't he? What he doesn't have a chance, though, does he?
I mean, I think his best chance is just worried about making the show.
When that last late model race that he ran, though, didn't he win the B main to get into the A?
Yeah, he won the B main, and he came from, like, 24th to 12th. I think he was one of the hard chargers. But that track was on the old new surface, and it was really rough, and his kind of a sprint car driving style kind of played an effect on his run in the front.
Yep. Jerome's checking in from South Dakota. We appreciate you staying with us here on the show, Jerome. We appreciate that. Tommy Hahn says Brandon Overton is the guy. And Austin, he says that's Devin Moran. You know, Devin Moran hasn't really done much for me this year, to be honest with you, because he was pretty good down there in Florida, right? Down there around East Bay and everything. But, man, it seems like, where is he at in the points right now? I'm going to go back here and
he's
look.
He's not racing for anybody's points. He's doing an outlaw-style schedule. But
he is eighth in points with the Lucasoil Late Model Dirt Series. He is eighth in points right there. And I does that mean anything? I don't think it does. He's 14th with the World of Outlaw late models. So it you're probably right. He's not going to be running for points. He's just going to run. Listen, if I was a late model racer, what would you do, Austin? Would you just run wherever the big bucks were?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense not to.
There's so much money out there, right?
Yeah, and we've talked about it with our last late model guest that we had on. I couldn't find the video. Somebody
that's
can send
right.
it to me.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, you commit yourself to race with the Outlaws or Lucas Oil, and you miss one race to go race another race, and they'll strip you of your point fund and all your point money at the end of the year, and you can not sign up to run a series, and yeah, you might give up your point fund money, but you can go race, you know, at all types of different series that pay just as much money. You look at XR, they're paying, I think, $25,000.
Stupid money.
I think
yeah.
it's $25,000 to win at Belleville this week. And so, I mean, you can go race Belleville or hit Thursday, Friday at the Million and come over and race Belleville or whatever. I mean, it makes more sense
Hold on, Austin. Did you just say that there's another late model race?
Yes.
This weekend?
Yes.
And it's XR. At Belleville?
Yes.
Why would... I'm just going to say it right now. We've had Barry Braun on this show, but why would anybody not allow their guys to go race that race at Eldora? Does that make any sense to you? I mean, the fans want to see the best of the best, right? And where are the best drivers going to be this weekend?
Eldora.
Right. What do you think the car count would be at Belleville? What do you think?
Probably 30, because you'll get the cars that'll go to Belleville. There's 100 and not Belleville, Eldora. There's over 115 cars entered.
Right.
You're gonna see a mid-pack car, I'd say, at a regional level, or a mid-pack car at that event. Do I go out there and drive and spend all the money to maybe make the race or being a B at the million and not come home with a lot of money? Or do I go to Belleville where there's not going to be a big field because all the heavy hitters are going to be at Eldora for the million and have a shot at bringing home some good money?
Well, me personally, I want to race against the best. And even though me personally, I would be at Eldora. It wouldn't matter. I would go if I had the resources to go there, right, and run that and not have to worry about the consequences of not being able to pay for itself going down there. If you had the sponsorship money and the money that would allow you to go down there and compete, don't you want to run against the best, Austin? I know you do, right? You like running against the best when you race. Am I right? He was deep in thought. He's looking for.
Well, I said that wrong. I said that Belleville was Friday, Saturday. It's Monday, Tuesday. So they'll get to come over and race.
Oh, so bad information.
Twitter was wrong earlier this morning.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be Monday and Tuesday. Yes, so all the big hitters will be over there at Belleville then,
yes,
won't they?
Yes.
And nobody's racing. No other series is racing on Monday or Tuesday.
No.
Yeah. Makes a little bit of sense, doesn't it? How many hours is it from Eldora to Belleville?
1 second.
All right. We'll have you take a look at that and see what you can find out. But that's got to be a little bit of a tow to get all the way over there. He's looking up the mileage as we speak, so we'll figure that out. Be a little bit of a travel. I'm going to say it's about 12 hours. How far is it, Austin?
About 13 hours.
Is it 13 hours?
About 13.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty close on that. 12, that's not too bad. Man, are you excited about going up to Knoxville this weekend?
Yeah, it should be good. You know, I've been trying to think of things to do this week that'll help make my night easy or easier. It just all starts with qualifying. If we can get out there and get a good qualifying run in. And
that's where it all starts, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can make the six-car invert in the heat races, and you know, now you've got some points to your name, and you know pass a car or two and you get some finishing points and you're going to be starting in the top 12 or so, and starting position on half miles is everything. So I think, you know, if I can qualify decent and start, you know, at a decent spot, you can make it work. And you know, I'm used to running, you know, 25 and 30 lap features at, you know, ASCS races, and we go to Knoxville, it's going to be 18 laps. So you know, I got to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time. But it should be a good weekend. We had a good weekend at IAED last Friday, so we kind of know what to expect on a half mile, and kind of gave us some confidence to go to Knoxville and give it, you know, one good shot.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't qualify good, it gets you behind the eight ball for the entire night, right?
Yeah, because you'll miss the invert, and now you're out on points, and you're going to start behind a lot of fast cars, and just not a position you want to be sitting in.
Right. USMTS is going to be racing coming up. What is this weekend's the 10th and 11th, right?
Yeah, so
the inaugural USMTS Belleville Dirt Nationals is going to be going on at Belleville this weekend.
Yeah, so they're going to Belleville has a quarter mile on the infield and the big half mile. So I believe it's USMTS is going to be on the quarter mile.
Why wouldn't they run them on the big track?
I don't know. It's I'm not going to go into that.
Why? It's all about opinions. Well, tell me why you think they're because it's too fast.
All the from what I see, and modified guys complain about half miles. So I mean, they probably complain. I don't know. I might be wrong, but
they just don't like running on the big tracks.
I guess that's just from what I see and read on social media. But
do you prefer half mile over a short track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a driver opinion, but I don't know, that's probably something that I don't know of why they're not on the half mile, but they're going to run stock cars on it, so that should be a good show, and then, you know, the switch on Monday and Tuesday for the late models.
Yeah. And then next week, Thursday through Saturday, USMTS is going to be running the 23rd annual USMTS Masters at Cedar Lake Speedway in New Richmond, Wisconsin. That'd be a pretty good show up there, too, I would think. You don't miss driving the modified, do you?
It was fun while I did it, but yeah. It was fun to pass the time until I had my own car.
Right.
My own car's now you're down. Ready that's, to... That's all I care about, so...
Yeah. MWRA just rescheduled the rainout stop in Nevada, Missouri, to Saturday, August 6th, following the Friday night Weld Memorial at Lakeside Speedway. Well, that's good. Hey, is Ryan Gustin got a good shot at winning at Eldora, do you think? Do you think he's fast enough? Because he's been showing some speed lately.
You can never rule him out.
Yeah, I think he's capable of winning, right?
I think there's a lot of guys that are capable. You know, you don't go to a late model race and you know, all right, I know that these five cars right here are going to be the cars I got to beat. You're going to go there and you're going to see about 50 to 75 cars. All right, these guys are going to be really good. I got to beat these guys. So we'll see what tonight brings, and then we'll really know tomorrow morning on where we're going to be sitting for the million and who has a really good shot.
Yeah, Austin thought Ryan Gustin is a long shot pick. So I think that's fair. I think that's a pretty good pick, really, to be honest with you. I think Ryan's he's really coming into his own as a late model driver, I think. You know, you saw what he did in a modified all those years, but, man, he's really starting to become his own guy when it comes to a late model. I think he's going to do fairly well. I won't be surprised if he's in the top 10 at the end of that race.
Just got to keep your right rear tire. That's it.
The tires under you.
That's like Turbo. I want Turbo to win it so bad, but... Yeah. Turbo is going to be wide open from the first lap to the last lap, and he might be going through two or three right rears, if not.
Lloyd just checked in. Merman, he said if Gustin can keep the tires under him, he's got a chance. That's exactly what you were saying right there. All right. Well, thanks, folks, for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports today. Tomorrow, we're going to have Ben Shelton on from Flow Racing. He's going to talk about what happens tonight at Eldora. Twin 25 lappers. I think they pay $12,000 to win, don't they, tonight, Austin? I think that's what they pay, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look
here. Yeah, it's $12,000.
$12,000 to win, right? So, and then this weekend on Saturday, they're going to pay $1,022 to win the feature. 101 laps. Why is it 101 laps? It says 101 right here.
Did you say Saturday?
Did I say Saturday?
I did say Saturday. What? Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday and Saturday is the dream.
The dream. Okay. Sorry about that. A little misspeak on my half. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, tomorrow we're going to have Ben Shelton on. We hope that you'll join us. It all starts at 12 noon Central Time. Austin and I will be here. I'm really excited about Austin running up at Knoxville this weekend. I can't wait to see how he does up there. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch his progress as he... I know that's a place that Austin would really like to race weekly. If we could only just find him a fuel sponsor to where he could tow up there and back every week. If you had a fuel sponsor, you'd race up there every week, wouldn't you?
Fuel and tires. But the biggest thing I found is, you know, normally I wash my own car at the house.
Yeah.
And we have our own power washer. And this year I decided I wanted to do a car wash every week. And that's a lot of money I've spent. I didn't realize how much I was going to spend at the car wash.
$15?
It's probably between $30 to $50 because I'll wash truck and trailer. Actually, it's $75 to wash truck and trailer, then you add the car for about $25 to $30 or $35. But I've done that three or four times now, and I can go buy a tire with all that
money. If somebody wanted to come in and sponsor you for one race, you got some room for them, don't you?
I can always make plenty of room.
You can rip that Mostly Motorsports sticker right off of there and put it on there, man.
I'll never turn anybody down.
Right. There you go. All right. Good luck to you this weekend. All right. We're going to cut out of here. Thanks for tuning in. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Central Time.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.